This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast, a mysterious creature seeks to divide the party.
I'll tell you right now, he's hostile. I think that's pretty clear by my tone.
And despite Faraz's graceful plea,
I hope that you would share my belief that to separate such a divine bond would be tantamount to sacrilege.
Divide them he will.
No! No! No!
When words can no longer be trusted.
Couple of things are gonna happen.
Oh my god!
And allies become enemies.
The worst thing that could ever happen. Oh, no.
Clever solutions.
Do what you want to do.
All right, so Skid's got a plan.
Skid's got a plan.
And bold moves.
Oh, baby, that's big.
May not be enough.
I am terrified.
To make them whole again.
Roll a very, very important fortitude save.
The adventure continues.
What is happening to me?
Right now.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast. It's your boy, Grant Berger, aka Baron Redheart, and I gotta be honest with you guys, I'm a little bit scared about Book 4. It's an exciting beginning, but it also means that Baron is the only level 10 party member, and we're going straight into a frost giant encampment. I know that this is going to be Troy's favorite book because I'm sure there'll be a TPK. We've been talking tons about the new exciting developments in GCP Nation in these intros, but I'm going to keep it short and sweet this week as a gift to you guys. All I'm going to ask you to do is visit our website, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and leave us a review on iTunes if you haven't yet. Without further ado, here's episode 139.
I can't remember the last time I put out some pawns for us to play with.
Yeah, huh? That's right.
I mean, it's been a while because even when we were doing encounters towards the end of book three, they were all on roll 20.
Yes.
Maybe the Beneo fight was the last time, I believe. We've had some good old-fashioned pawns out. Some pawns! And you got that beautiful Sir Will miniature on Lexington painted.
Oh.
And I can't use it now.
It's so gorgeous. It's on its way to Highbury.
Why don't you put it out on the Mondo mat here, and we'll flash to Sir Will, like, trotting his way towards Mendev. There he is.
He rolls for initiative, like, on the third turn of the round, we see Sir Will trotting towards Mendev.
It's good to have some pawns back. You know, I'm thinking to myself, I want to do more, as much physical, pawn work for the encounters of book 4 as I can, because I enjoy it a little more than roll 20, that tactile sensation.
Well, that, and we're now sitting at a table.
Like right.
A proper table. We can all sit around a map and look at it.
But here's the problem. I'm no longer on a body mic. I'm on this mic in front of me on a stand, and so I can't like bounce around and move at the map, so I have no idea how this is going to work out.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of trial and error here as we all bump our microphones trying to move pieces.
It's going to get ugly, but hopefully this is a Joe edit and I won't have to worry about it. I don't think it is. Oh, actually it is. It is a Joe edit.
Stop.
Work with that, O'Brien. Work with that. You know, it's tough though, because you're still fighting giants, so you're going to be in these huge open air things with these beautiful maps that I might have to go back to roll 20. So be ready. You just got a brand new cat. Cat Benatar.
Yes.
The Black Leopard. And now you're going to have to let it go.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 100%.
That's the
option
solution.
Option B.
Clear solution.
Death.
Right.
This guy does not look like someone you want to be around with. So
that's some Joe editing right there.
So this thing comes out of the woods, 7 feet tall if it's a yard. And I mean, it's like moving between crawling and walking, standing and walking on all fours. It's kind of ethereal a little bit. Very, very strange. I can't remember how its voice went, but it said something to the effect, that cat is not yours to control. Let it go. This is your only warning. You guys have had a week to think about it. What do you do?
Can Faraz attempt a diplomacy check?
She can. Let's role play it out. See if I give you a little bonus. I'll tell you right now, he's hostile. I think that's pretty clear by my tone.
Well, Lork is also hostile, too. I mean, he has his bow out and aimed at him.
That does not affect the DC.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, right. Just so you're aware, we're all hostile right now.
And you sounded like you want to be like, I'm hostile, too. Lork's hostile, too.
And I will tell you that without aid or some sort of bonus, I cannot influence. I can't match the DC of a hostile creature.
I trust your exceptional role playing.
You're exceptional.
Exceptional role playing.
I don't know what that means.
To really give you at least a plus one bonus. And I will allow everyone to aid.
Seriously.
If they chime in with
recreate a Shakespearean monologue and maybe Troy will hit you with a plus one.
This is right up your alley, Feyraza. This is some creature from who knows where.
Before I start role playing, can I roll a knowledge check on what he is?
Yeah, I'll allow that. Let's see.
Something tells me it's not a knowledge niche.
It's going to be knowledge play.
I have no idea.
I am going to.
Someone else can do it, though.
I am going to do that. I have a pretty good chance of achieving this. 25.
I'm going to be able to give you. Is it every 5 over the DC?
Every 5 over the DC.
One piece of useful information.
Wait.
And that doesn't... The creature's name is not the piece of useful information. Just to be sure.
Okay. No, I don't know if I should tell you. Start Googling the creature. Good call, Matthew. I'll tell you later.
It would be a bit weird to be like, all right, I know... I don't know what that is. The name escapes me, but I know that you can throw water on it.
And it's weak to water.
It's weak against water.
I've read about that. The name is escaping
me. Yeah, I can't.
Well, I mean, you could justify that. Like, your knowledge is derived from experience. You never learned the name, maybe, right?
It's true.
Or you would know, this is a general kind of creature that would be such and such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see Grant on his phone there, just ready to Google. You Googling fool.
Well, after I taught myself all of the languages in between this episode and last, I'm ready to read any language possible. So.
You know, Pembroke, that this is an ancient being, that some would say it's been around since time immemorial. It is known as a Borelu.
Ah, never heard of that thing.
I don't think anyone has.
Well, if Pembroke shared that at all, I'm sure Lork would hesitate with the bow. I don't think he'd fire at an ancient creature.
Yeah, I think Pembroke is holding his hands up, everybody stop.
Seems kind of pointless.
And I don't actually speak Sylph. I thought I did.
Sylvan.
Sylvan.
Okay. But at least Feyraza
will translate very quickly for the group.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, how did that work? If you're using someone as a translator, doing a diplomacy check, how would that work?
Oh. Well, she's going to make the diplomacy check, but you're saying if you wanted to say something to him?
To aid.
Well, yeah. I have a higher diplomacy than she does. So if I was to try to talk to this creature and have her translate for me, how would that work?
That's good. I could.
It would just work like that, and hopefully he's not hostile enough to at least hear you out.
Okay.
However, I will tell you the most important piece of information you'll need to know about this creature, which will inform all of your actions. It is incorporeal.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
Yeah, okay.
Which is not good.
No.
Yeah. It means it can't be defeated.
Right.
Simply put.
Well.
So let's run.
You better leave that cat.
Take the long way around.
Take the long way home. Feyraza.
Feyraza is going to wild shape into a black leopard.
Whoa.
Okay.
What? And then in
Silver. Captain Minotaur's
Do three card Monty with a leopard?
And she'll
Which leopard can we let go?
And she'll step up to the front. And as a leopard, speak Silver.
See a double. Four crusties.
wild shapes into a leopard.
And well, she'll kind of amble up to the front and say, in Sylvan, as a cat, my ancient and revered friend, please understand we mean no ill will. We are merely travelers, and this cat is one of our companions, a most respected member of our party. He is here through the will.
She.
She is here through the will.
You don't know what I'm saying.
What's Pembroke still, corrects her.
He knows the Sylvan words for gender, Matthew.
Everyone knows that. Is your deity still Gorum?
No.
Who's your deity now?
Don't know.
Okay.
Hey, this.
She is here through the will of the gods. She is most respected as we respect you, and we humbly ask your pardon.
Does Pembroke want to add anything to that?
And she came to us, Feyraza. Tell him. Tell him she sought us out.
She has joined of her free will.
Yeah. Pembroke says that. It's like, yes, this creature is bonded to this elf. It is a divine bond. She sought us out. She sought him out. They cannot be divided. They are one. This is the will of the gods. Would you dare defy it?
And I think that Cat Benatar might have something to say too.
Well, for initiative.
Not literally. So,
Feyraza translates what Pembroke said.
It soon will be.
I love that those are ready to go.
Yeah, of course.
Skid, he's the best.
I had a week to prepare.
Yeah, so Feyraza will translate, and she'll add, as a worshiper of the balance of the natural world, I hope that you would share my belief that to separate such a divine bond would be tantamount to sacrilege.
Humanity has marched through time, establishing cities, discovering arcane magic, and constantly ushering in the destruction of my people. Attempting to hold sway over that cat is my business, not yours. It would not allow me to. So I know that one of you is commanding it.
Roll for diplomacy. I don't know if this is for the benefit of Cat Benatar. I think it's trying to dominate Cat Benatar.
Yeah.
19 for me.
22 for me.
Okay. So that would be, we'll take the better one. That'll be 24.
If it helps, Lork will give it the finger.
Now it's back down to 22.
Oh, damn it.
Can Cat Benatar roll for diplomacy?
Does Cat Benatar, is she skilled in diplomacy?
She plays with a little ball of yarn for a few minutes. And...
Yeah, unfortunately, that is not enough to bring it down from hostile to unfriendly.
By one. We missed by one.
Well, no, it's a little bit more because it's...
Adds its charisma bonus.
25 plus charisma the charisma modifier. Yeah. So yeah. You were off by a bit. But with good role playing from everyone, and you're still off.
All right, well, worth a shot.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to do this fight. I really, really didn't want to. I was like, please, just... Roll for initiative. I really didn't want to do it. I didn't want this encounter to happen.
I don't
DC
want...
29 diplomacy check.
Me.
To just make it unfriendly.
It is that charismatic?
No, it's just 25 plus 4.
Well, still,
well, that's
still.
Still very...
Sorry, that, yes, it is that guy.
That's funny, yes. Like,
only 4?
No, it's 19 charisma.
It's incredibly high, Troy.
So, okay, what did everybody get?
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see here. Let's start with Baron.
25.
Of course.
Rolled maybe. A natural 12.
Pembroke?
14.
Pembroke, Professor.
I got
Pembroke.
A Lork out of 19. Are we considering this mountainous terrain?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so 19.
Until I tell you different. Okay, 19. Feyraza.
15.
15. Okay. It's right above
so dead.
Pembroke, right? You said 14 Pems?
Yes.
For the first time in a long time, maybe a couple of months. It is round one, and it is Baron's turn.
It's so good to be back.
I am terrified, not only for this encounter, but the multi-level situation. Now we get to really see how this is going to work out. And this guy is badass.
Well, I mean, I don't think we can do anything. I mean, it, again, it's incorporeal. So I just don't understand.
Do you want to know about incorporeal?
I don't understand magic. How yeah, look, we fight it. Oh, I forgot we have a wizard now and a druid. That's true.
there are two problems with incorporeal. One, only magic can hit it. You know, or magic weapons.
Okay, I said we have a specific weapon that has ghost touch, and it's called Brynja's Love, and it's been wild shaped into a panther.
Oh yeah!
Even when hit by spells and magic weapons, though, it takes half damage from a corporeal source, which is all of you.
Right.
Now, also, its attacks go straight through your natural armor bonus, your armor bonus, your shield bonus. You're allowed to keep your deflection and
dodge.
You know, force effects if you have mage armor or something, but otherwise it goes straight through. This thing has a laundry list of special abilities. Grant, you start. I'm going to get back into reading these.
Woo! So Baron's going to quick draw out Della. He has a thing to say, but since this guy doesn't speak common,
it's a little dirty. Quick draw Della.
Yeah, I know. He's going to rapid fire at him.
Rapid fire.
Ooh, misfire.
Oh my God. The worst thing that could ever happen.
Oh man.
The highest leveled character in the group.
So, first combat of book four.
Oh boy.
First roll.
Was it a one or just a misfire?
It was a two.
It was a two.
Okay.
And so with that.
Yeah, can you burn a grit and still take your other attack or no?
I'm just real quickly pulling out quick clear. I can burn a grit as a move instead of a standard. So I haven't moved, so I guess I'll spend a grit to clear it.
Quick clear it, right. But you won't be.
But that was a full round attack action is what I declared, so I don't know if that's even okay.
Full round attack action, yeah, but it got disrupted. Okay. Got interrupted.
If you so. Allow that, I'll spend the grit.
I'm totally
to clear
fine
it.
With that. Colin.
All right.
Lork the elf. It wants your cat. It wants your brand new cat, a cat that has maybe a piece of your soul in it. It found you when you were reincarnated.
Yeah.
And now you're going to die with it.
I mean, Lork just has no concept of what's happening here, like I think I do. So he's just going to,
I guess if Cat Benatar attacks it, is that a magical attack? I mean, is it a magical creature? It's not a summoned creature, so I just don't. I don't think it works.
It is not a magical attack.
Yeah. So, God.
But Heartspit is, and your bow. Do you have a magical bow?
Yeah, I have a magical bow. So, I mean, I can shoot. I'm just wondering what to do with Cat right now. But
sure.
All right.
Sure.
So, first thing he'll do is
Cat say.
Yes. First thing he'll do is is shoot. He'll do deadly aim, rapid shot.
And, okay.
Haven't
heard this one in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I wanted to mention, we got an email from Skid's friend in Denver who handed over the blue and gray dice.
Oh, yes.
Cole, thank you so much for the blue and gray dice. And he wrote a great letter about how these dice are for a retired character of his that... And they did a great job. They roll one sometimes, they miss sometimes, but they always rolled well when they really needed to. So, thank you very much, Cole. Let's see if this one hits right out of the gate. Natty 18!
There you go.
Okay. There we go. That's a 28.
That's going to be a hit.
On the first attack. And is it a giant subtype?
No. It is not.
So I did 8 points of damage. So do you want me to just have the damage?
Just tell me what the damage.
All right, so 8 points of damage. Second attack, natural 15, 25 to hit.
That is a hit.
Nice.
Another hit, and that's 15 points of damage.
Woo. Whoa, all right.
And then third attack is a 14 to hit.
14 is going to miss, but hey. Did some damage there.
I hit it.
Definitely hit it.
I hit it.
Do you want to do anything with Kat? I mean, I don't think she can do anything, right?
Yeah. I think in light of the being in the shadow of this creature, I think he's going to be like, Kat, I think you should do whatever you want to do.
Oh. It's a new lore.
And Kat wants to attack. So Kat's going to move up and try to bite this thing. Be like, no, you're not going to dominate me. I'm with this elf here. That is another 14, so that's a miss on the
It's a
bite.
Miss. And even if it hit, it would be a miss. It is now the Birelu's turn. Oh, no. This is nasty. Okay. Okay.
I'm scared.
You fired at it. It sticks its hand out and does something towards you. Roll a will save, Lork.
No! 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 No!
Oh, this is very important, I imagine.
Oh, my God. Maybe.
Oh, no. All right. I'm going to grab this other die from Denver, the orange one.
Okay.
I'm not sure what this name was, but this was supposed to be the really important one. So I'm going to pull this out. I have a very low will save. Let's see. I won't blame it on the die if it doesn't work out. That's a fail. 11.
Shoot. All right. Oh, no. Everyone around sees this thing outstretch its hand at Lork. And then Lork, you like start convulsing a little bit and you look totally dazed.
Is it an enchantment effect, actually?
It is. Mind affecting enchantment.
So it's 13.
Good. Damn it. I thought it was more than plus two.
Well, thanks for interrupting me for that.
Glad we cleared that up before.
So you're like convulsing a little bit. You look a little dazed. And you start,
I'm sorry. It's 15. It's plus four.
You start looking up at the sky.
I'm sorry.
Very high DCs. And all of a sudden, you drop your bow.
No!
And your nails start elongating. And your teeth start elongating. And it looks like he's turning into a wolf.
Oh.
Couple of things are going to happen.
Oh my God.
You are dazed for one round.
Oh,
hits.
Through two rounds here, you've noticed that it has some sort of damage reduction. On top of the incorporeal. So not all of this is going through you.
Of it going through? Like for the spell? Like the 2 points
for
the spell?
The spell stuff went through.
Oh, okay.
But Baron's gun and your arrows didn't do full damage. And it is...
We should run.
Lorkster. Dazed.
Dazed.
Cat Benatar?
Cat Benatar is going to... withdraw.
Withdraw.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, it's already back to me. I'm just... I don't even know where to start. Feyraza, you're no longer in... you're both lucky. I forgot it also has spell resistance. I didn't have you guys roll on that.
Oh,
my goodness.
Hands off the chess piece.
Does that apply to Call Lightning? Because the spell isn't on it. Do you still roll spell resistance on that?
Yeah, any spell.
Yeah, you roll it. It's not any spell. It's if it's targeted. And
targeted
Call Lightning is targeted.
Oh, okay.
This always happens when there's like 15 special abilities. I always forget one. I'm like, oh, yeah, spell resistance. Oh, yeah, DR. okay, it is going to step up and attempt to do... can it charge at Baron?
Yeah.
All right, it charges and tries to gore you with its antlers. All right, it's going to be 31 to hit.
That's a hit, Troy.
This is not good.
This is so bad.
This is not good.
Yeah, we should have just run immediately. It's incorporeal.
2d8.
But is it going to chase us? Like, if it wants the cat that bad? Like,
maybe. It's worth a try, running away.
All right, this one is a powerful charge. 2d8 plus 4d6 force damage. Because it is a force of nature.
Oh, my God.
It's how you say... A force of nature.
All right, I see 13 plus 2 is 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, plus a 6 on a d6, 25 points of damage. It just antlers right into Baron, lifts him off the ground a little bit, and then brings him back down.
That's nearly a quarter of my health in one blow.
Gored!
Woo!
And it is Feyraza's turn.
Okay, so she'll do another lightning strike, so I'll roll spell resistance for you?
Sure.
12.
Oh,
it was on an 18 and then
No! Pembroke.
Wait, I'm assuming that's a miss.
Yes.
You can move.
I know. I'm trying to
setting
up the next thing.
We're swift action. Maybe a free action? Toss in a free action?
To unwild shape is still a standard action, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll stay where I am.
Okay. There's probably a feat that allows you to wild shape for free.
Yeah, I don't think
or
there
swift.
Is. There might be.
Yeah, maybe it happens later in life for a druid. You get to swift. All right, Pems.
Can I do a history check? Just you mentioned being ancient. Like, see if there's any kind of insight that I could gain from
what I know about it. Any kind of...
Sure.
All right.
We must defeat this creature with knowledge.
22.
Don't know where you read this, but somewhere along the way, you know what they hate most is any signs of civilization. If you guys were just a bunch of lunkheads that rolled out here into the country like barbarians, they probably wouldn't bother you. They have a real disdain for any sort of trappings of civilization, metalworked tools and nice, fine clothing, and just the fact that you even act civilized towards it. It hates that. It's against what it thinks nature is all about.
Okay. So he shouts out,
it hates civilization, civilized people. All the trappings of civilization, metalwork tools, weapons. Does anyone have any applications of this knowledge that they can think of?
Oh my God.
Drop our weapons, run away.
Drop your weapons, take off all your clothes, and act like simians.
Turn on the gorilla channel.
This is all right, bad.
So, Pems, it's still your turn.
All right, I'm going to unleash my second of two lightning bolts.
Okay.
Spell resistance first.
Oh, spell resistance. Natural 20.
Oh, baby!
There you go. All
right.
Oh, man, let's see a couple sixes.
Some of those orange dots.
They're called pips?
35. Pips?
Total. Whoa, 35 points of damage?
All right. Beautiful.
Gentleman's, what do we got, 17 there. All right.
Did you roll for?
Oh, you got to roll the reflex.
Oh, the reflex save.
Come on, natty one.
21. Okay. Right. Okay. All right. It's taken some damage. Look, you just got to hit it with your arrow a couple more times.
My bow's on the ground, dog.
Round three. Baron.
Baron immediately calls down a swift judgment upon this dear person. And proclaims his own purity in Torag's light and gains a bonus on his saves, just in case I also try to get turned into a fucking weird wolf thing.
I'll tell you what, that's pretty smart.
Well, I mean, it's in melee with you. Is that a... Does that provoke?
I'll take a 5-foot step back.
5-foot step, sure. That's fine, yeah. Always allow a retcon 5-foot step.
Swift action in addition to a full round action. Possible?
Swift with a full round, sure.
Absolutely. So I'm going to target...
Toss it a three while you're at it.
I'm going to target this creature's head. And by targeting a creature's head, it is damaged normally, but confused for a round. So try to buy us a little bit of time.
Cool.
Wait, didn't you... You can't now shoot, right?
A swift action. That's why I was asking if I could do the full round with it.
I'm sorry. I thought the targeting was swift. Got it. No.
Damn it, Joe.
I'm confused.
Don't you know exactly how gunslingers work?
Gunslinger Inquisitors?
I sure as hell don't.
All right, so if this happens, what happens to it?
But damage normally, but it is confused for a round.
Oh, man.
So I'm hoping to just buy us some time.
Oh, man.
So here it goes. That is a hit. That is a 26 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yes! And the damage on top is 15 points of damage.
All right. Beautiful. We'll give that some damage there. Maybe it was damage. Maybe it wasn't. But now it's confused. Oh, baby, that's big. Lork, speaking of confused, roll a D100.
All right. Lork is going to do nothing. But babble incoherently.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay. It could be worse.
It is the Borello's turn.
It could be worse. He could attack Baron.
And the Borello will also roll on the table of confusion.
Yeah. Let me guess. Act normally.
Let me see here. Yeah. Act normally or attack the nearest creature to it. Those are all bad. Do nothing or what's the other one?
Deal damage to self. That'd be great.
Could kill himself. Okay. Here we
Draw
go.
Himself. Can I throw in a bottle cap on this roll?
You sure can.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you've got the one with two.
Well, then what do we do here?
Yeah, how are you going to rule this?
You
Troy?
Roll twice, and we choose which one.
You choose which one. Absolutely,
awesome. Right, beautiful, awesome. Grant.
It's a higher right. chance of him hitting himself. Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
God, that would be amazing.
this is really smart. You might get that ball cap back for some swift judgment. All right, here we go. I can't find.
Does he have DR5 against himself?
All right, yeah.
He's magical. He's
no, he's incorporeal. So
oh, that's
fine.
Right. It's not an incorporeal. All right, it is an incorporeal.
The first one is a 51. The second one is a 29.
51 is harm self. The other one is babbles incoherently.
Harm self!
Harm self! Harm self! Harm yourself! Harm yourself!
Here's your bottle cap, Troy.
Thank you, sir.
1d8 points of damage plus strength modifier to self with item in hand.
Oh, so he claws himself.
Yeah.
And it's 1d8 plus his strength modifier?
Yes.
I feel like the claw would overrule that, wouldn't it? With a natural weapon?
No, I don't think so.
Would overrule what?
No,
the 1d8 plus.
That's too.
No, I mean, if they're saying it deals 1d8 points of damage, I don't see why. I mean, if you had a greatsword in your hand, it would still be 1d8 points of damage. It says that's how true. Much damage it deals.
This creature is crazy. I'm gonna have to look this up later because I'm cross referencing Hero Lab and the actual sheet from where it comes. It has no strength listed, but a +6 bonus.
Ooh.
What?
Whoa.
So 1d8 plus 6.
I'm sure the strength is just somewhere where you haven't seen it.
No, I'm looking on the paper, strength, -.
Oh.
And then on Hero Lab, strength, -.
It's because it's incorporeal. That makes sense.
It can't interact.
Yeah, yeah.
But would it have strength against another incorporeal
but
form?
He's going to do full damage to himself, 1d8 plus 6.
Okay, right. Beautiful.
Natural 1.
Oh, man.
I always roll ones.
That's still 7 points of damage. That's
good. That is 7 points of damage, and it bought around. Yeah. Feyraza, I see you smiling. When Grant was talking, you were looking at me like, I know what I'm going to do. No. I know what I'm going to do.
No, it wasn't. It's not. I just discovered that I, too, can cast Moonstruck.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Not that it helps us now.
Well, it's fun, though. Good to know. Now you know how cool
this
it is.
This has been Fun Facts.
With Fun Facts with Feyraza Alsaid.
What do you got?
Another lightning strike.
Okay, roll for spell resistance.
Natural 17 is 25.
That's going to do.
Okay. There you go.
That's going to do.
Roll your reflex save.
Don't tell me what to do.
Please roll your reflex save.
29.
All right, so it's 19 points of damage, so you take 9 points of damage.
Okay. All right, I will tell you right now, it has taken some damage.
4 points of damage.
No, I reduced it.
To a quarter?
Yeah.
So we've been mostly telling right. him our full damage,
what
and Troy's been doing
no,
it.
No, that's
so
impossible.
What I do, 15,
just
19.
Tell me the full damage.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
So 9 damage.
No, not 4 damage.
No, the full damage was
19.
I see. Well, now I'm all confused. I'm all a twitcher.
So
all right, good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Things are happening. It's almost below half.
This is just brutal.
Pembroke, you should have just given him the cat. You can get another Nature's Ally, dude.
But the name.
Yeah, the name is good.
I did all the drops. I downloaded all the drops. I can't do that.
Just find another cat. Name it Cat Leopard.
It's worth dying for.
Cat Benatar 2.
I don't know how to get rid of the cat. What am I supposed to do?
Wouldn't your god be... Oh, you have no god, though. But he'd be really angry if you just gave up your animal companion.
I say God is dead.
That was from The Crucible.
This guy's a dick. Pembroke is going to start casting Summon Monster 4.
Oh,
there we go.
All right.
Bring another combatant into the fight.
Into the fray.
Another incorporeal. He is corporeal. But hey.
Round 4. Baron.
Baron's going to shoot this dude in the head one more time.
There we go.
Smart.
Come on.
Did you just keep him confused?
I have an extra grip point with my headband of vast wisdom.
Wow.
So I'll have one left after this. Come on, hit him.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Hit. Bam, bam, boom.
This is so
he's confused.
Huge.
Bam. 16 points of damage.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't really cut through, but the confusion is there. Lork, I'm going to need you to roll on the confused table.
That bullet did 0 damage?
Yes.
16 points did zero damage.
16 points halved is 8.
And it is DR10 or something.
Something like that. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is... Okay, I got it. Lork is up.
Gentlemen, yeah. We fought a good
Lork
fight.
Is up and confused. He is going to act normally.
Oh!
Yeah.
So you can attack him.
With your claws?
Yeah, but it's not going to do anything.
What do you mean?
He's going to say, let's go.
So you wake up out of confusion.
He wakes up out of confusion for a second, a heartbeat. I mean, I don't see what the point of attacking with claws is. He can't do any damage. I'm just going to withdraw with Cat. We're going to get away.
Withdraw.
Yeah, we're going to back up like 20 feet.
Are you still a wolf thing, though?
Yeah.
Wow. Weird.
During the final round of the spell's duration, the target is again dazed as it returns to its normal state.
Yeah, I have no idea what the how long it's going to last.
Yeah. So you just you
could,
and Kat
could be minutes. We just back off. We
get
back
out
away
there.
From this thing.
20 feet.
20 feet. Yeah.
All right. I did it.
He's just like, backing away. What is happening to me? We're too well. Many changes in too short of a time.
Yeah.
Just had to check his caster level to make sure I knew how long that spell was going to last. Longer than the combat, I would think. All right. He's going to roll on the confusion table. Am I throwing ball caps or just take it as is? Didn't do a ton of damage to himself.
Still some.
Well, it stops him from acting normally is the big use of right. the bottle cap if you have
maybe.
It.
And here it comes. 7.
Act normally.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Claw, claw to Baron Berenson. 5-foot step. First claw. Ooh, 21.
Miss.
Now, all right.
Amazing.
Do you have, are you using
oh, no.
your armor bonus
no,
and everything like that?
Oh, then that's probably.
Is it, a, is it a touch attack? Is that, it's just a touch attack, right?
Well, it says his attacks pass through natural armor, and shields.
So but it would keep, be, a, yeah, be a touch attack.
So yeah, touch attack. Attack. I don't know why they don't just say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my touch is 18.
Okay.
So that hits. So this thing's going to kill us all.
6 points of force damage, 1 point of regular damage.
Woo!
Second attack.
Oh, right. Forgot about that.
Also hits. Oh, God. Skid can see that one behind my screen. 10 points of force damage, 4 points of regular damage. Just, and it's just speaking it to you in a language you don't understand.
What's it saying?
It's saying, I'm mad at you guys.
Yes, it's like...
Feyraza.
Let's do another lightning. Spell resistance.
Okay.
22.
That'll do. That'll just about do.
God. So
man.
It's 11 full. 11 full. So reflex save to half.
Reflex save for halfity half half.
Okay. So 2 points of damage.
2 points of damage. Just really chopping down that tree. Pembroke has summoned a monster 4.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
please, Jesus.
Let's see how many there are.
Oh, how many?
Okay. So two. You guys see two. Lantern Archons.
What?
Here.
Yes.
I want to see a picture.
It.
They're really cool. We murdered one once in Runelords.
Oh, these are weird. They're like flying symbols.
Yeah, right? They're weird.
They look like...
Lanterns?
That's the picture.
You want them both there and not flanking?
Oh, weird. That's
crazy? Yeah, Archons are strange.
Well, that's flanking with you. Oh, yeah, I guess I can...
I'm going to move in a little bit, but you can do whatever you want.
All right, so you pull out these two lantern archons to flank, help flank with Baron.
Yes.
And they get their attacks.
Yes.
All right, God damn it.
I am excited to see these guys in action.
Okay.
Does she, like, not care, by the way, that I'm a leopard? I thought that would be cool.
He.
Yeah. Get it right.
Yeah, I thought he'd be somewhat connected to the druid, the animal shaping, and some form. No, nothing. It's just combat. Just straight to
He's
combat.
He's just a dick.
It's
what
that,
you're telling us.
Yeah, the failed diplomacy. He doesn't really care. Yeah.
So one of them does a mind, does a spell-like effect. It casts aid on Baron.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Cool. So that gives you 8 points of temporary hit points. And a +1 morale bonus on attack rolls and saves against fear effects.
Got it.
And the other one, I don't really think it can do any damage to him, but it's going to go ahead and attack.
Okay.
It's going to cast a couple of light rays at this thing. First one is a miss. Second one is, it's a miss. So it misses twice.
Light rays, what is that? A touch attack?
It's range touch.
Round 5. Baron.
Pembroke.
I'm sorry.
Use a standard action to teleport 40 feet behind this thing.
What?
Okay.
Teleport.
With his dimensional... Sorry, dimensional steps ability.
Dimensional steps.
Yeah. Is that a level 8 ability?
Yes, that is something as a conjurer. It is something he gains at 8th level. So.
Conjurer!
So we have elderly Nightcrawler.
Yes.
So he just exactly gets out of there.
So bamf, bamf.
All right, and now this thing is surrounded by two strange Archons. Round 5, Baron.
And we're saying that my 16 points of damage on that other attack didn't even get through, right?
Did not even
It did nothing.
Get
it did
through.
Nothing.
So Baron's going to full withdraw.
Full withdraw. Towards which direction? Towards Lork? Towards
the way
True
Lork
now.
Is the way Lork is going be back away where we came from, or is the way that Pembroke is going?
Pembroke is going forward. Lork is going backward.
All right. I'm going to... I'm thinking that the eye of its attention is still on Cat Benatar. So I'm going to kind of try to, like, end up right about there.
Okay.
Which
okay.
is adjacent to, but not as far away as Pembroke got with his dimensional step.
All right. Lork, you're running away, but you just feel really confused again.
He's so confused. 6. Act normally. All I wanted was to not act normally, so I didn't have to deal with this nonsense.
I think act normally is the best thing. Attack your nearest thing. You'd have to attack Cat Benatar.
No, you do not.
You don't attack your own?
Animal companions are considered part of yourself for the purposes of this.
Oh. Okay.
So yeah, I would never have to attack Cat Benatar. And having no magical abilities whatsoever, the inability to do over 16 points of damage in any single attack... I don't even have my bow. I can't even handle it.
Bow's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, bow. Shit. If you guys take off, the bow's gone.
No, yeah. Not necessarily.
Oh, interesting.
Just go, do what you
okay.
want to do.
All right, so Skid's got a plan.
Yeah. Skid's got a plan. All right, so yeah, Lork is just going to... Him and Kat are just going to start taking the long way around to get back around where Pembroke is and Baron.
Okay, all right, so this is interesting. So Feyraza's
still... We're just running around him in circles.
Still up in there. It's surrounded by the Archons, which may give you enough time if you can get into run speed. But this is really interesting. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know what? Lork is actually going to tell, because the Cat Benatar has a special ability called Sprint, and he's going to tell Cat Benatar to just sprint out of sight. Until, like, for an hour. You know what I mean? Like, for a while. Just get out of here. So I'm gonna send her away.
I wish we had Galabras. He would be very nice to have right now.
A cleric. A cleric in general would be great.
Any cleric, but I like Galabras because, see, I know him.
All right, so...
Because we know him and he's a good guy.
Cat Benatar runs away and Lork will start making his way around to the casters.
Okay.
As a lycanthrope.
It is the Borello's turn. He is going to attempt to just claw at these two Archons to clear some space. So he'll attack the first one.
Okay.
Are they both flanking him, or are they both right next to him? Right?
They're both flanking, yeah.
23 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right, so he does 12 points of damage to the first one.
Is he evil?
He is not.
Okay.
I bet he's neutral.
Neutral, yeah.
Second attack... Natural 20 on the second Archon.
Okay.
I would assume he's not a named creature, so...
This thing's not even named?
17 points of damage on the crit with the claw.
Okay. So they have DR 10. So that's 2 points and 7 points.
All right.
That's pretty good.
This may buy you the time you need to get out of dodge, but confused Lork is going to make things difficult. It is Feyraza's turn.
Feyraza is going to do another lightning bolt, and then she's going to lope around towards Pembroke.
Okay.
She's still a panther. 20 for spell resistance.
20 is no good.
Okay. Oh. Well, I was only going to do like 2 points of damage anyway. So,
yeah, that's true.
Boring conversation anyway. So, yeah,
Lork, we got company!
We got company!
And she'll kind of angle towards Lork.
Okay.
40 feet? What's your movement as a leopard?
30.
30? Okay.
So you run away towards Lork. Pembroke.
All right, so the Archon... one of the Archons moves over to where Lork dropped his bow, picks it up, or at least hovers near it, and teleports back to where Pembroke is.
Oh, Pembroke awesome.
Grabs the bow. Says,
Marines, we are leaving!
And the other one just, you know, attacks. 23 against touch AC?
23 against touch is a hit.
Okay.
There you go, Light Ray.
7 points of energy damage.
That'd be a fun name.
And second one misses.
If you named one of the Archons. This is Light Ray.
Yeah.
this is Ray and Light Ray.
No, it's Larry and Leonard, the Lantern Archons.
All right, so it takes a little damage, and it is round 6. All right, so you have all backed off from it. Right now, you're all kind of heading towards the direction of Pembroke, but you've surrounded it.
Well, we were heading
in
a direction. This thing came out, harassed us, and now we've sort of like gotten around it.
And now we're running
off. Continuing in the direction we were headed.
Yeah, we're running off in the direction
bypassing
we were already
the
going.
Right.
Basically.
And no one is trying to draw it off or anything like that.
Right. I mean, yeah. I didn't know if sending Cap Benatar away would take its attention or make it chase after her.
Right.
And I thought that she could outrun it with the sprint ability.
And there's still one Archon up in its face, right?
Yep.
Right. All right. Baron, what do you got?
Baron's going to run, baby. Let's go another 40 feet.
Well, you can run. You can actually run.
What is that, 3 times?
Four times. Well, right. Are you wearing medium armor?
I am wearing medium armor.
3 times.
All right, so 60 feet.
60 feet. So Baron just takes off. Lork. Roll on the confusion table.
Oh, no. Please don't attack. Please don't do it. 92. Oh, I think that is attack nearest creature, isn't it? Yep. Attack nearest creature.
Who is nearest to you?
Pembroke.
Claw, claw, bite.
You can't get, you well, have to get to him first.
I have to get to him. I can't get to him in one move.
Are you,
so
can't, are you
I can come
to move?
Up to him, double move right next to him.
Can't charge at him.
But yeah, I could charge.
Charge and bite. Play by the rules, Joe. I know I may not be able to see the table, but
you're
I know
such
what's going on.
Bad
over there.
Person. Natural 3. There we go.
All right. Nice. So this Lork just comes up and tries to take a little chunk out of Pembroke.
He's like, I'm so sorry.
He tries to bite you.
Can't control myself. Ow. All right. The Borelu now. This is tough.
Yeah.
This is very.
Better chase after that cat,
very
huh?
Very tough. That's the plan, I think. All right. So. The Archon is right up in its business, and it looks like Lork and, I was going to say Galabras, Lork and Pembroke.
That's
are,
a throwback.
A little throwback. Or how far away are you guys at this point?
About 50 feet.
Mm-hmm. 50 feet.
Roughly.
Okay. And the rest of you.
With the intention to be a lot further soon.
Sure. If only intentions had a section in the core rulebook.
Look it up in the index real quick.
Intentions. Feyraza and Baron have a pretty safe distance, and Cat Benatar is gonzo.
Gonzo.
It doesn't feel good about this situation because, as far as it can see, you guys are all running off in different directions because right now, only Lork and Pembroke are together.
Right. Baron's another 100 feet past us.
It's really looking to see where Cat Benatar went. And so it's looking like past the Archon to see where it went.
Lork is... Oh, no, he's confused.
Lork is confused.
He's trying to bite Pembroke.
So it turns to Lork. The Borelu turns to Lork and Pembroke and just looks at the both of you. It looks at Lork in your bestial shape. And it kind of smiles and says something that Feyraza might be able to understand. If you want it, be it. And cast a spell on Lork. Roll a very, very important fortitude save.
I'll give you my bottle cap.
I have a bottle cap.
Let's put two on there.
I'm gonna put two on there?
Two caps?
Two caps?
What's your fortitude bonus?
+6.
Yeah,
currently.
We've never done this before, multi-caps, but I will definitely allow it for this.
You'll allow it?
Yep.
So that's a total of 3 rolls.
3 rolls.
And a natural 20 is an automatic save, right?
Yes. On a saving throw, natural 20 is automatic. You got 3 rolls.
Could it be
rolls.
That bad?
Hey, maybe take a chance. Just roll what
he
you got.
He said it was bad, and he doesn't normally... Yeah, well, he lies all the time.
He does lie all the time.
He's an inveterate liar.
Well, he said if you want it...
He's not prone to hyperbole.
If he's going to turn me permanently into a... cat, I'm going to roll.
Just stab you in the neck again, and then you'll come back as something else.
Yeah, that's an easy way to
do it. Got a lot of options.
You're like baleful polymorph or something, and it's going to turn you into a monkey.
You can always just reincarnate.
Give me that bottle cap.
If it is.
All right, I'm going to put mine in. If you
I'm
wanna,
putting mine in as well.
Thank all right, you, Skid.
Three all right, rolls.
I'm pulling out my D20, which is terrible. Pulling out Cole's blue and gray one from Denver, okay, which would happen to be on a natural 20 as I grabbed it.
Okay. All
right. And then the famous RNG one from Denver, which always
looks yellow to me, bro.
That never rolls below 12. Remember, that's the one that's that never
right,
rolls below
12. You want to know the DC right off the bat?
Sure.
Now that you've made your decisions?
Yeah.
DC 19.
Oh.
That's not that bad.
That's not that
you
bad.
You could do that.
Not that bad.
I could actually, I easily do that.
Let's see. Joe can easily roll that.
Here we go. I'll roll it. I'll roll it on the table.
Ooh, natty 19.
Oh, there we go.
One's a the
natty 19. 25.
25.
25.
Yeah,
all right. Was it, that's an expensive
was it cap. Baleful Polymorph?
It was indeed Baleful Polymorph.
I remember this well.
I turned Matthew into a rat in Jade Region.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
That's
oh, I forgot right about that.
He did it when I wasn't there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the worst
yeah
part.
And I thought, I was like, how did it go today? And he texted back, yeah, I turned you into a rat. I thought he was kidding.
You are permanently a rat. Goes, wait, really?
Oh, my God.
I was going to turn you into a house cat.
Yeah. Oh.
A small little 1HD house cat. And the thing I should also
say, I should also say that 19 was the orange amazing die that never rolls below 12.
Right.
So thank you so much.
Were the other ones fails?
No. Cole's came up as a 16, and mine was, of course, a fail. So it was. Right. It was an 18. It was an 18. Oh. It was a fail.
Joe, you're sitting right near a window. You can just toss it right out.
Open that. I've had this one for years. Woo!
Huge. Huge. Can only do that once per day. And the thing about Baleful Polymorph, you have to like roll a save again later. If you make that second save, you retain all of your abilities and whatnot. If you lose that second save, you are just a house cat.
You think you're a cat.
Yeah.
And you're, oh my,
you're intelligent.
You just run off into the woods. See ya.
Yeah, it's like you retain your mental stats if you make the second save.
Right.
Because Otoka made the second.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he was casting spells as a rat or like doing something. I can't remember. He was still
channeling
useful
or something.
No, I was able to cast spells because you made me roll like a linguistics check to see if I could form. I looked up like rat anatomy. I was like, can they mimic human sounds?
All right. Like, that's some fairy tale stuff right there.
All right. It took a 5-foot step to do that, to get away from the Archon. It is Feyraza's turn.
Feyraza is going to...
Laura's going to say, Glow!
She's going to gallop off as Panther, but only as a move action, she'll call lightning, because
okay,
there's range on that.
Sure, sure.
So, spell resistance... fail.
He was going to roll it, and he accidentally dropped it. Was like, I'll keep whatever it is. It was a miss.
And Baron, you could move 40 feet with your armor, right? Not 30. Last time,
no, I could move a full four times my.
Yeah. I told him off mic that it's actually four times if you're wearing heavy armor.
Ah,
is it
okay,
three times?
That's what I want to check. Pembroke and the Archons.
Oh, I love that band. Well, the one, the Archon that stayed behind is going to move around to block the creature from following us. Pembroke and the Archon. Pembroke is going to spend, he's going to, how far away is Baron now? Baron's like 100 feet away.
From where you are?
Yeah.
He's about 80 feet away.
Okay, so Pembroke is going to do dimensional steps, boom, out to him. The Archon is going to teleport, boom, right next to Baron. So the three
Lork's
of us
all out of targets.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go after the guy.
Oh, no. I didn't think about this. And it is the next round. Baron, you're up. You know Lork is helpless in this situation, but you guys are gone.
This is beyond my capabilities. And this guy has had second chances. He's had third chances.
He's all
He's
out of chances.
He's had fourth chances. We got to go. We got to stop these giants, man. I wish we had Galabras with us. So he's just going to move another 80 feet, says.
Lork, roll on the confusion table, and man, you better roll to act normally.
I would love to roll a 1 to 25 on here to act normally. Come on, Lork. Nope. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
76.
Is that act normally?
Attack nearest creature.
Is it me?
No, it's the guy.
It's so the Archon, actually.
It's the Archon.
Oh, it is. You're right. Crap. All right, so he'll run back and he'll charge and bite the Archon.
This is insane.
And he misses.
He misses? He couldn't even hit the Archon?
No.
Couldn't hit the broadside of an Archon.
Natural 6.
Okay. I want to check something here real quick.
Actually, it is flanked.
The Archon.
Yeah, so that would be a 14.
Yeah.
Does that hit?
The Archon?
Yeah, does a 14 hit the Archon, Skid?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No. All right, it is the Borellu's turn. How far away is Lork from the Borellu?
10 feet.
10 feet.
There's an archon between...
Yeah, the archon's right in between.
All
right,
he will attack between the archon.
All right.
But one more round. First claw hits. Second claw hits. So we'll just go ahead and roll 6d6 for both hits. Ooh.
Well, you got to do them separately.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's right, because of the spell reserve. Okay. 15 for the first one.
Okay.
11 for the second one.
Okay, still up.
Still up. That is
beautiful.
Huge.
Love that DR.
Huge! Yeah. And it is Feyraza's turn.
Feyraza is going to cast Volcanic Storm.
What?
Whoa.
And just, what?
Right, and it's got a 20-foot radius, but she'll put the edge of it at the Brillo. And just start raining down ash and fire.
Does everyone get hit by? Or no, you're keeping it.
I'm keeping Lark and the Archon out of it.
Oh, casting that's it behind. So nice.
And
the
that just stays. So I'm gonna then keep running.
And what does it do? Is it any damage or
2d6 points of fire damage and 3d6 points of bludgeoning damage. But it's all magical, so it should bypass DR, right?
Bypass DR is just gonna be 50% because he's incorporeal. Roll on the damage table. Our table is the damage table.
Okay, so
yeah, that's
you ever say something and you're like, I hope no one heard that.
I was going to say,
I'm like, you know what? I'll make a joke.
It's actually two tables pushed together. To be clear,
9 points of magical bludgeoning and 4 points of magical fire damage.
All right,
there you go.
And then Feyraza will keep galloping off. You know what? Actually, Feyraza,
did you roll
is
for
going,
spell resistance?
No, is that? But that's not a targeted spell, right? Does that count as a target?
Oh, it's
spell?
Not. It's
yeah,
not
no, I think
spell.
You're okay.
Yeah,
you're
right.
It'll say spell resistance no or spell resistance yes.
It should say no.
It says spell resistance yes.
Really?
Oh,
that's
it's really?
All that matters.
I don't understand that spell then.
Oh, there you go.
Made it.
All right. Okay. All right.
Feyraza, however, is going to gallop back towards Lork.
Oh.
Ooh.
Rescue mission. Rescue mission.
Okay. Now,
this is huge.
I can't. I'm not going to metagame and see if I can get like within as close. She's going to get as close as she can to Lork.
How far can you move?
It's 30 feet.
Okay. Gallops back. Panther, Feyraza, Pembroke, and the Archons.
Okay. Pembroke. All right, Pembroke is actually going to...
We're now like 240 feet away from...
Well, no, you. I haven't gone with you yet. You're
okay.
You're. I'm about 100.
You're
feet
about 100, away. Yeah, 50 or so.
All right, so Pembroke is going to dimensional step back to Lork.
What is going on?
What?
And awesome. Just like grab him by the arm in preparation for something else. And the Archon comes with.
Okay, yeah. Leaving a clean opening.
Clean opening to take Lork out.
Lork! No!
No, the other Archon, the one that went with Pembroke.
Oh, the other one. Okay,
yeah.
The other one stays.
Pembroke
blocked.
And the Archons.
Oh, the Archons,
you can't
that's
forget
right.
The bass player.
Yeah.
You always forget the bass player. Archon on the
yeah, the other bass. The other Archon ends up right next to the Borello. So,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Larry.
Baron, new round.
I'm not as frustrated as Joe, but I don't know what to do because I don't have the tools.
Just fire at the sky.
A second Borello.
Damn you, Toreg. So Baron's just going to hold. He'll cast Cure Light Wounds on himself, sure.
Cure Light, okay.
Just to
Baron's going to Baron.
But he's going to trust in the wizened expertise of Pembroke to get Lork out of this sticky wicket. All right, that is 10 points of healing.
This is huge. Now, with dimensional step, do you move a certain distance or you move close to a friend?
No, it's a certain number of 5-foot steps per day that I can use.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
and that's great. But how far can you dimensional step?
It's a total of 250 feet per day.
Oh, great.
250 feet per day.
Yeah.
It is Lork's turn. Roll on the confusion table.
Well, actually,
Lork's turn. Come on. Low roll. Nope. Same thing. 92. Attack nearest creature. There's three creatures right nearby.
Sounds like a
roll. I keep
roll
rolling
of
super
a D3.
High.
You want a D3, Joe?
It's really just two that you would hit.
Yeah, give me that D3.
It's Pembroke or it's the Archon.
Yeah.
Well, there's two Archon. Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. So it's just two of them.
Roll D4.
All right. It is the Archon. Again.
If you kill the Archon, it will leave the Borello an opening to attack you.
Well, yeah, it's not like this is strategy.
Right.
All right.
I'm just
first
have
swing,
a choice.
Letting the fans
first
know.
Swing, miss with the claw. Second swing, 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
That is a hit, and that'll do 2 points of damage. And then third swing is a miss. So, I'm sorry. No, bite is a hit, actually, because that's a full bite. And that is 8 points of damage.
Okay, no damage, Don.
No damage.
All right.
All right, the Borelu's turn. There's one right there. Yeah, those Archons are right there. He keeps attacking them, and they're not going down. So he ignores him and attacks Lorik. Here comes the claw! 21.
Oh, that's a move.
That's a hit.
Yeah, he moves 5 feet. 20, really? 21 hits you, huh?
Touch attack?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. 18 points of damage. That's Jesus. 5 regular, 8 force. Second claw also hits for, 6 regular, 8 force. So these claws are hitting you and like boom, blowing you back with force. Boom, blowing you back with force. And it is Feyraza's turn. Feyraza, you made your way back to Lork.
Feyraza's going to cast Dispel Magic on Lork.
Dispel Magic on Lork. Okay. You have to defeat my caster level, right?
Yeah. What is going on?
Sorry, I don't understand when he moved over. Oh, he attacked the Archon.
No, he attacked Lork.
Diagonally. Okay.
By the way, I should have mentioned this from the beginning, but every time he moves, he's flying over towards you. He doesn't walk. He like kind of
hovers.
That's why it looks like he is standing and crawling, because he's just kind of hovering through the air.
So creepy.
But his fly
ancient.
Check is so high, I didn't even have to roll a hover check. You want to dispel magic.
On Lord.
What is the DC?
It's a caster level check. Compare that to the spell with the highest. So the spell, Lork is only under the effects of one spell. So it's DC 11 plus the spell's caster level.
The spell's caster level.
So if he has multiple, if he's multiple.
DC 24.
Oh boy.
Caster level 13.
Wow.
So I got a D20 plus 8. I'm going to throw in a bottle cap.
There you go.
Say, if I had a cap here.
It's a Lork cap, by the way. An old Lork cap. I think that's Lork. It's a half orc. I'm not sure.
20.
Is your highest one?
Yeah.
12 and an 11.
No! Fuck. And it is Pembroke's turn. Feyraza came back, tried to dispel.
Pembroke!
And Pembroke has grasped Lork by the arm and uses the remainder of his dimensional steps to teleport them both 50 feet down the road.
Oh. 50 feet. Pulls a confused Lork away. Okay. Pembroke and both Archons, or does one Archon stay with him?
One of them dies because it's in the volcanic ice storm.
That's true.
So the other one stays to fight.
Another day.
Natural 20.
Oh, can't be crit.
It has a name.
But it's immune to crits. But it's an automatic.
His name is Leonard.
It has a name, technically.
14 points of energy damage.
Okay.
Second attack is 14 against touch. It's really, I think it's a miss.
Okay. All right. All right. And it is a new round. Baron's turn. Pretty much everybody's out of there. Who's left? Feyraza?
Okay. Go ahead.
What?
This is not over. This is awful. Baron, go ahead.
Baron's hoping that everyone will join him, so he's going to hold his action to see if they get any further up the road in case he gets hit. Because he's 160 feet away off of the giant playmat we have,
so <it's>
away from Feyraza.
Instead of
away
keep from running Pembroke. That way, you're just
I'm looking, I'm like, come on.
Wait to maybe keep running that way or run a different direction. All right, Lork, Joe, tell me what's wrong.
From the confusion spell. Any confused character who is attacked automatically attacks its attacker on the next turn. Which I never knew.
Oh, my dear.
So, how long does this last?
13 rounds. He's caster level 13. That would be 13 rounds.
If we're going to play by the rules, I cannot see any eventuality where he does anything else but leave Pembroke's grip and run back at this guy at full speed. Unless you want to have him roll, or you want to have Pembroke do a CMB check against a werewolf.
First you got to roll on the confusion
table. That's a werewolf.
That's the first thing. No, that ends the confusion table?
No, it doesn't end it. It just says, if you're confused and someone attacks you on your next turn, you attack. If you're still confused. You don't roll, you just attack your attacker. It prevents you from casting confusion on someone and then hitting them and letting them keep, like...
right.
hitting themselves right, or doing right. nothing.
So you make all haste back towards the Barello, and Pembroke's just holding on to you and just doesn't understand what's going on.
What are you doing?
I mean, he would get to roll CMB, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make a CMB check to try to like...
just it's just a werewolf we're talking about.
Sure, yeah, go for it. Roll the CMB to see if you hold on.
I have a 2 CMB.
We need a natural 20.
Oh, 21.
Nope.
Oh.
24.
And right I think out of Pembroke's grip.
Part of it's because of that rage, too. It would be lower, I think. Man.
Whoo! It is the Borelu's turn. Oh, the Archon... Man. One Archon is with Pembroke. The other Archon is dead from the molten fire. It takes off in the direction of Cat Benatar.
Oh!
Okay.
Flying after Cat Benatar.
Okay.
If you see him go at least 100 feet, Lork, you see that happen.
I should also say that the sprint ability that I mentioned, it was incorrect. That is only as part of a charge. But his speed is 50 feet. So he has the same speed.
Whose speed?
Cat Benatar's speed. Her speed is 50 feet. So with that head start, she should be able to...
She's hundreds of feet
away. Yeah, she'll be able to get far enough away.
Right. She'll never be within reach of him.
Right.
If she had that head start. So you know that.
Yeah. So
it is Feyraz's turn.
All right.
Have time to rub your head a little more.
Yeah. And now I think that I would roll on the table again. Because I think it's only, you know, the round after you're attacked by a creature.
Yes.
You don't roll on the table. So
yes.
I think we'll still be confused.
I was looking to see if I had a spell that would make Lork fall asleep. And I do not.
I'm immune.
You're immune to sleep effects?
Elf.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. This is a disaster. Well, you know what it is? You guys got to treat him like a circus animal or something. You got to surround him and just like keep your distance and wait for this thing to wear off.
All right. So I'm going to cast web shelter.
Oh.
So I create a shelter of slightly sticky webbing with a hinge door large enough to accommodate a medium creature. But I'm just going to surround Lork in a web shelter. Like a little 5-foot house.
Oh my God.
I like that.
That's awesome.
And then, so that's my standard action. Feyraz will just wait there.
All right. And for all intents and purposes, the Borello is gone, and you are out of combat. You have a few more rounds of being confused, but with this webbing...
Slashing against these webs.
Just like lean against the door.
The door.
You're holding the door.
Right, so you guys are just like... And finally, your days.
Every couple rounds, you just
everyone. Feyraz is like sitting with her back against the door. She's like, boom.
Can you imagine this scene? Like, first he gets really mad, then he does nothing, then he just, and just finally.
And then he's like, ouch!
Does damage to himself.
Attacking himself a couple times.
Oh my God.
And the Borello is gone. And I mean, Cat Benatar is out of there as well.
Yeah. I'm trusting in Cat Benatar to find her way back. I'm not worried about that, but... Oh, man.
That was rough.
That was rough.
That was rough. Yeah. All hinged on one diplomacy check, too.
Yeah, a very, very
but
difficult
even if we had succeeded,
check.
We would have been able to move him down from hostile to unfriendly.
Well, we wouldn't have to fight him, though.
Unfriendly, I wouldn't have attacked.
Okay.
But yeah.
He would have just been very ornery in conversation.
Was there anything...
We rolled well, too.
Was there anything that we could have done? I mean, you mentioned him hating the trappings of civilization. Was there any way we could have acted or...
I mean, honestly, I was
just
trying to
take off
of
all
like,
of our clothes and
that was, I was thinking,
lope
like,
into the woods like
really
animals?
Creative solutions like that are so out of... They're not straight out of the book. Like, yeah, take off your... And just act crazy or something like that. Like, maybe I would have...
act like monkeys?
Yeah, that's right.
These guys aren't worth my trouble and take off. That's all I can
say. Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?
It's like the end of The Witch. That's what
spoilers.
Sorry. It's a good movie. Don't let it ruin your experience.
I actually don't care about spoilers.
So. Yeah, okay. Stop talking.
So yeah, it tried to connect with Cat Benatar, and because Cat Benatar is a...
animal companion?
An animal companion, it can't like charm it or like control it.
So it thought it was dominated or something?
Yeah, it thought it was dominated.
It is in a way,
but it's a gift from your deity.
So it's just stupid. It's just a big stupid ghost.
He just doesn't like
we should have
the
said
idea
that in our diplomacy
of you
check.
Bastardizing
nature. What are you,
like
stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, would that have helped our diplomacy check, Troy?
Pointed out how stupid
it is. How stupid he is.
What's a step above hostile?
I'm honestly surprised there wasn't anything about any bonus for druids to that check. Druids are fundamentally, like, philosophically in that same line of thinking.
Right. It was a DC 29.
But no. Yeah, no, I get it.
But, yeah, you guys, what do you want to do right now?
Well, assuming the web shelter is gone and Lork is back to normal. My goodness. He'll go up to Penbrook. Thank you for the bow. He's been holding his bow this whole time.
Yeah, yeah. He's like kind of shaking and he's kind of like collapsed on the ground, like still trying to get his breath back. And he says, here you are.
Yeah.
Try not to lose
it. Thank
again,
you, my friend. I'm sorry I tried to bite you.
No, no. It's understandable. I've been bitten by larger creatures than you. It's all right.
By the way, that web shelter lasts for hours. So if anyone wants to like have tea in there, like,
you know, I love the image. Like you finally open it up and he's just in there like normal elf Lork. Like he's in timeout. Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's in the shoe. He's in the shoe.
I'm cool now.
Guys, guys, I'm good.
Oh, I really wanted to turn you into a cat.
That would have been
a house cat.
Little Persian cat.
And that is permanent, isn't it? Baleful polymorph?
Yeah. I'm still not 100% sure if it's dispel magic or break enchantment that can get rid of it. There's a huge discussion on the boards, not surprisingly, about which one can do it. Because it's written under curses. And under curses, you can only use break enchantment. But other people are like, no, it's just dispel magic. Anyways,
it usually denotes. Doesn't it usually note if you can't be dispelled by dispel magic?
So yeah, it usually does do that. But
no, I think what you're thinking of is it notes if it can't be dispelled by its caster.
Right, right.
You're correct. But you don't have to worry about it until the next baleful polymorph. So you guys move off into the woods to get the hell away from here in case his lair is here.
We're freaked out by this area.
Yeah.
Pembroke is. It says, I think we should get our move on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Keep going. Keep going. Get into the night.
What about Cat Benatar?
Gone.
Forever.
Forever.
Next, in the next county.
Remember when you found Reggie?
Oh, no.
All right.
All right.
She'll return.
The shortest lifespan of an animal companion since we started the show.
Okay.
And the longest drop.
And you guys finally find a place to camp that feels relatively safe. And you think tomorrow you can make your way to the place on the map where Skirgard allegedly is. Cat Benatar doesn't return.
Yeah, so Lork's going to keep doing patrols around the camp, like just keeping an eye out and ear out for Cat Benatar.
Okay. Roll perception check.
Perception. 30.
30.
That's Cole's die.
Woo. Woo. So you're doing patrols for 2 hours. And at a certain point, you hear a little rustling in the leaves up ahead. And out walks the Borello again.
Oh, no. Now I'm kidding. It's Cat Benatar. We'll see you next week.
Yeah! Oh, man.
You failed your stealth check.
It's the Borello. Roll for initiative.
No.
The Glass Cannon Podcast is a Glass Cannon Network production and is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Giant Slayer is copyright 2015. Giant Slayer and the Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.